East Coast Breakfast.
It is the 12th of May, which means it is the day after the 11th of May, which is the second weekend of the month of May.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was Mother's Day, y'all. Okay?
Yeah, if you didn't know, we really did try. We tried.
We started Wednesday.
I gave you a warning already. I think Tuesday, yeah. Young warning, and then Wednesday, I was like, it's Mother's Day.
Proper.
Thursday, we started talking about it. Friday, yep. You had no excuse. So
yep.
We tried. We did the same with Valentine's Day. And, you know, we can't do everything, but we also mentioned it. I mentioned it on Saturday on the base of East Coast Breakfast. Well, we did.
It is. Yeah.
And we still got this message in spite of mentioning it 20 times.
Hey, what kind of breakfast team is your boy Segrin, yeah? Eat one flop there, man. You know, I didn't know it was a Mother's Day on Sunday.
Know.
Forgot to buy the gunners anything to give to the mother, you know? Now my fro, she got me sleeping on a couch, back sore, neck sore, everything sore now. So, Darren, Cummins, Sky, please, man, help a brother out there, you know what I mean? Segrin can't be sleeping on a couch forever, you know what I mean? Lucka, me help me out there one time. Please, please.
What happened, Segrin?
Okay, so got his mother and the wife's that it's Mother's Day.
I think so.
No.
I think he didn't buy the kids anything for the wife. No. And then I'm assuming his mother, he also forgot because he forgot the mother of his kids.
No way. So. Come on, Segrin. Let me just move into the couch.
Well, you know what? If you also forgot Mother's Day, I'll be your common ready flower fairy. I have some friends at the florist.
Yeah.
Ashana, she's my friend. She's flowers on Chartwell. I'm sure she wouldn't mind. I'm asking now, but I'm sure she wouldn't mind giving us a couple of bouquets.
Okay.
To give your mom.
If there's any left.
Or your kid's mom. Oh, no, she's always got flowers.
She got it, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Best florist ever. So if you want to send a voice note to me, 0617929495, and just tell us if you forgot it and why, like a reason why we can't just, you know, forget. And then we might be able to give you a bunch of beautiful flowers.
To give to your...
Yes, obviously,
to
you can't keep it
to
yourself. Yeah, I'm going to help you out.
The excuse for why you forget, that's you're on your own with that one. Like,
no,
you know, like something happened, you were abducted.
Aliens came to get you and then they only dropped you off next morning.
That's you. Yeah. But we can, you're saying we can help you with
the
flowers.
Yeah, I think we should give, the moms deserve it.
Yes.
You messed up.
Yeah.
That's on you. But the moms don't deserve not being remembered. So I'll give you a bunch of flowers and you can give them to your mom or your baby mama.
All right. Did you forget Mother's Day? Why did you forget Mother's Day? What's your excuse? 0617929495.
Let's say good morning to Lynn from Mhlanga. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Carmen.
Okay. So, Lynn, how many kids do you have?
I've got two kids.
And why do you think these two kids forgot about Mother's Day?
Mm. Because I think their father wouldn't have reminded them. That's why. If they're not reminded, they forget. But I did remind them last week. I did remind them.
And they still forgot. How old are they?
My son is 18, but he only woke up late, and that's why that's what his excuse.
He's had 18 years of Mother's Day. Lynn, he's got no excuse.
What are their names?
Carlin.
Okay.
And Talon.
Okay, so we're going to do this on behalf of Kylan and Talon, right?
Yes.
We're going to be sending you, and you deserve this, we know, because you've got to remind them and they still forgot, a beautiful bouquet of flowers, courtesy of Flowers on Chartwell. Please enjoy, Lynn. They're absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Right,
thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
Happy Mother's Day from us to you.
From us. This is from us to you, Lynn.
Oh, thank you. It's
radio. There you go. And listen, kids are never too old for adoption. Okay, I'm just saying.
Good morning, Melissa from PMB.
Hi, good morning.
How is it? Okay. Did you forget Mother's Day or were you forgotten? Tell us what happened.
Well, I forgot. I had some dog drama at home.
Yeah.
Dogs biting one another and stuff like that. And vets going to the vets and sorting them out. So the time just ran out. And my mother lived with me in my garden.
Oh, no.
And
you forgot.
Yes, I left for last minute, reminded myself the whole week.
Yeah, yeah.
Thought I'd pop to Willie's, get some flowers and some chocolates and some warm pajamas for her. But the day just ran by and everything was closed after the vet scenario.
Trauma. I get it, Melissa.
No, yeah, but
hang on. You literally had like an issue that you had to take care of. Yeah, the day got away with you. Well,
We hounded you all week, and then the doctor ended it on the weekend.
Yes.
For leaving it to the end. This is what we do when we get busy. We leave things.
Are we going to help?
Yeah, of course, Melissa. We will send you a beautiful bouquet of flowers for Mother's Day, courtesy of Flowers on Chartwell, that you can give to your mom. And since you live together, you both get to share the flowers, right?
That's amazing. Thanks so much, guys.
And happy Mother's Day to her.
And I hope the dogs are okay.
Yes, no, they'll get there. Long haul, but we'll get there.
Fantastic. There you go.
Let's say good morning to Nikita from Mhlanga. Nikita, good morning.
Good morning, Carmen. Ready? Flower tickets.
Flower tickets, all of it. So, were you forgotten or did you forget?
I was forgotten. My heart is broken. My only daughter forgot Mother's Day.
How old is she? Tell us the story.
So she spent the weekend with her dad, and my soon-to-be husband took me out for breakfast, and we had a lovely morning. And as my daughter came back, I thought, okay, you know, maybe there's a card from school, or maybe they got some flowers or something. None of that. There's absolutely none of that.
Nothing. Oh, shame.
We had to remind her, hey, it's Mother's Day today.
Oh. No, that's all. You know what? That is awful. Nikita, you deserve this beautiful bouquet of flowers you're going to be getting from Flowers on Chartwell. Please enjoy them on behalf of us.
Yes.
And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day, guys.
We will do. It's common. I don't want to be that guy, but I'm sensing there's a theme here. There is a theme.
Mm.
I don't know how we address this. There's a theme here that it's the dads who forgot to remind the kids that it's Mother's Day. Guys, even if you've moved on to another family, that mother is the mother of your children.
No, but also, can we
just... But the kids need to remember because some dads don't care and they're interested in their new wife. So now they don't care. So your kids, it's the kids. We have to remember
moms. Guys, if the kids...
Our moms never ever forgot us once.
Never
in
once.
In life.
What was that one time?
No, come on.
Yeah, Darren had
they might have lost us in the shops. Yeah.
No, but also, guys...
forget about us.
What Nikita was saying...
Yeah.
I was expecting maybe that at school they did a small. Come on, teachers.
Teachers. Come on,
scribble something.
Guys, and it's not a budget thing. It's an A4 with a pencil.
Yes.
I love you, happy mother. That's it.
Showcase.
Moms just want to be remembered.
Yes.
On this special
day. Appreciated and loved.
Anyway, Common Ready Flower Fairy and Flowers on Chartwell were here to save at least 4 or 5.
Yes.
Of those days.
Absolutely.
So if you see us a little bit later today with a bunch of flowers, no, we're saving the day.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.